Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Welcome back. Hello. Just a quick little bit of vindication to start the episode off.
Welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered, the podcast that talks beauty and lifestyle and buys things so you don't have to. Tell me about your vindication.
Okay, so we were just doing a mad Google to try and find out like the thing that I thought I definitely made up. Last week's episode, I said Sephora launched in Australia like when they just randomly bought this other online retailer that used to ship out of Singapore, and then they were shipping out of Singapore to us, and then they started adding brands and brands and brands, and then they launched in Sydney as a retail store.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. And I was like, oh, something vague. Yeah. I remember them stocking random K-beauty things.
And yes. Yeah. And then I was like, they bought that random website, Feel Unique, that stocks really random brands, and they're going to try and stock kind of different brands to what's existing in the market already. I was scrolling through Reddit. I was trying to find what it was. It was called Luxola. Luxola was the website. It was like a K-beauty website. It stood on its own. It was from Singapore and it used to ship here. And then LVMH bought Luxola and rebranded it as Sephora. But it was like really shit and really you could get, Marc Jacobs, Laneige. Like before Laneige did really anything other than the sleeping lip mask. Thank God it's evolved. It's the best now. And Zoeva brushes, I reckon. And then it opened here. So what a wild ride. IYKYK.
Yeah. So interesting. I'm so impressed that your brain took you there, took us
Thank
on a journey.
You.
And you were right.
I know.
That is true. No. Okay. Now, while we're talking about Sephora, we wanted to go down the path of, I'd asked people, what are some stories of customer service experiences that you've had, good or bad. I'm happy to hear both sides of the spectrum, because Lisa and I have this thing where we walk into a retail store regardless of what we're wearing and someone asks us if we can help them. Where was I most recently and that happened to me?
I can't remember. And then where was I most recently? You were in David Jones.
No. I wasn't in David Jones. No, I was somewhere fucking random. Oh, I was at the fucking nursery in Heidelberg, the random plant store there.
You didn't
the nursery.
Have gumboots on.
I didn't have gumboots on. I was wearing. Yeah. I don't even know what I was wearing. I think I had water spilled all down my front.
Like that's authentic.
Maybe that's what did it.
I've been watering, and I bought a coffee at Doncaster, and he was like, "Send a discount, yeah." And I was like, "Yeah."
That's a win, though.
I was so hungover.
That's the
too.
Best kind of customer. Yeah, well, that's probably why he thought you worked at the store, because you were hungover. It was like retail vibes. Strong
Absolutely.
Feels.
I was like, yep. That's me.
Oh, should I tell that story? Which one? The hangover?
It was an interesting time because I had gone out. And I never really get that drunk. I'd gone out for Jackie's launch with Motel Rocks. Got a hive on my eyelid. It's so itchy. I want to scratch it till it opens. Until I get to the bone.
You must be allergic to the paint on the walls in here.
Anyway, I went out for Jackie's lunch. It was at Chin Chin, and they had really good wait staff that, top up a wine, we're topping up my cocktails. I was like, another mojito, a margarita.
And when Lisa starts on a mojito,
she don't stop. Anyway, 10 cocktails and 2 champagnes later,
Lisa,
we were in an Uber. We joined forces with this other party that was on the other side having a function,
which was all boys.
It's all boys, and they were literally like 20. They're like, "Come back to our house. We're gonna have a house party." I'm like, "House party, sick, yeah." Got there,
and they were doing like shooies and beer bongs.
Ugh, it was rough. Anyway, got there, went to like wash my hands or wee or something. Saw a bunch of beard hair on the sink. Got the ick. Called an Uber. Instantly.
Yeah.
Fell asleep in the Uber. Woke up at Brenton's parents' house.
It's scary when you fall asleep in an Uber.
I was pretty trusty with this guy. He's just like on his phone to his family. And he's like, "I'm sorry." I was like, "It's fine. I'm going to go to bed." Anyway, woke up. Woke up drunker than I'd left.
Yeah, because you hadn't quite finished metabolizing the alcohol because you drank 10 things.
Brenton's mum and dad are in the driveway. I walk up. And Kenna winds down the window and I was like, "Kenna, I'm so drunk.
I'm so impressed that you said this."
Walk, they're
The shame that I had, I would have gone and sat in the shower and cried.
Okay, bear in mind, it's 6 p.m.
Yeah.
The family's going
it's
to
still
get
daylight.
Chips. I walk in. Abby's there. Nick's there. Brenton's there. It's never been a fuller house. And I'm like, "Hey, everyone!" And then I started laughing, and then I started crying because I felt so sick, but they thought I was laughing, but I was actually sobbing.
Oh, that happens. Yep.
Yeah. And then Kenna and Birgit came back with chicken and chips. They're all laughing at me. Kenna's taking videos. It was dire. Then I was like, I've got to go. Went, spewed my guts up, went to bed at 8, which was great because I woke up the next day and I had, like, I'd had the hangover, like, the day before.
Whilst you were still sleeping.
It was, like, actually quite good the next day. Anyway, it was really fun. I was sloshed. Anyway, the whole family was there. It was a nightmare.
I don't know how we got onto this. Oh, retail things. Oh, okay, yep.
Oh, because the next day. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I just said, send us your things. Lisa and I will be the retail assistants that we are, the 10 out of 10 retail service people.
Mm.
And we'll critique your experiences. So the first one came in from Liv, who said, I went to Sephora yesterday to get color match for a new concealer and the girl sent me home with a highlighter. Mecca simply would never.
Yeah.
And then we have another one.
Is the confusion here that she's grabbed the wrong product from the drawer, or is the confusion that she sold her the wrong product? Like, she's given her, like, a Touche Clark vibe.
Yeah, I think she gave her the wrong product from the, like, she color matched her to a highlighter from the beginning. Which was a concern. Rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a story about Allison's novelty mug.
Have you got the quotes there? So, yeah. I'm pretty sure. So Alison Willoughby, friend of the pod,
she did an episode. Yeah, come on an episode.
She purchased, I think they had a company KK. She got like a guy from the warehouse. So like she didn't really know him at all.
It's the worst.
I think she...
It's the worst because you've also got a $15 budget to try and be creative with the person that you don't know and you're like...
I think he was... Like, she's like, literally all I know about him is that, like, he's really friendly and he's an like, he's Islander. And I was like, oh, get him something rugby related. She's like, Lisa, that is profiling. I was like, okay, sorry, you're right. It's just all my Islander family like rugby, I just assumed.
Yeah.
She's like, I absolutely cannot do that. So I think she found this show or, like, she knew one thing that he liked and she, like, went on this sort of international website and got like a mug quoting or to like branded like that.
I think the website was called Cafe Press or the host on chatbot was called Cafe Press. No, the host is called Imani.
Yeah. So Allison being Allison, really good at gifts, she would have ordered it like the day that she
found out.
She did the research. She's like, okay, well, that's coming from overseas, so I need it by this date, blah, 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 blah. So then she follows up. She's like, hey, like I've received a tracking email, but like the tracking link doesn't take me anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just confused. Like, I need this by a certain date. It doesn't look like it's coming. And the link that I've been sent is not actually a link to anything.
Yeah.
And what did they reply?
She said, can you please advise me if my tracking info is the last question? And Imani responded saying, ma'am, I do apologize for the inconvenience. I'm going to go ahead and reissue your order at no additional charge. That's how I assume it's she speaks. That's the way
it's written. I'm a go ahead.
I'mma. So, yes, she bought the stupid mug off Cafe Press, I'm right, and regretted it when it never showed up. And then they sent me another, and I never got either of them.
But just, I remember at the time her screenshotting everything. The like, live chat host was so funny. Just the way they were speaking, it was like, that's not how you communicate professionally, but it was the best.
It's a very good time.
You can't be angry at them.
No, I'm not angry at Imani.
No.
She tried her best. She reissued the order.
She never came.
10 out of 10 for Imani.
Yeah, the customer service there is 10 out of 10. It actually provided more fun than the actual object that could have arrived would have.
And didn't twice. What are we talking about in today's episode?
We're talking about setting spray. Things we bought. Oh. All right, quick things we bought, Em.
Yes. You need to talk about your bag.
Okay. It's like a bit shit because obviously like, one, bags are quite personal. Two, no one really cares about someone else buying an expensive bag, but for you, it's an exciting moment. Three, you can't see it.
I absolutely care about you buying an expensive bag, and we can all Google it.
Okay, well, let's maybe block out the price. Anyway, so what happened was...
You mean block out the price when they Google it?
Yeah.
I actually don't know how much you spent on it. Can you tell me?
No. Anyway, I saw in the fro Victoria... doing a Net-a-Porter haul. I'm saying
points. Is it right what here. 4.7?
No, it's not. I've got a bargain. Anyway,
you got a bargain.
Well, it wasn't that much. I'll tell you what, it's a lot cheaper than a house. Anyway,
I truly, knowing you, I thought that you'd spend like $7 on the bag.
No. So, Victoria was on my screen. It was in the background. She was like, I got this yellow bag from Loewe, but it's not quite as yellow as I thought, so I think I'm going to return this and order the like true yellow one. And my eyes looked up and it was this like baby poo colored greeny yellow murky brownie bag, and I was like, I love that color.
Mm.
And I've always like appreciated a puzzle bag, but they're a bit boxy, whereas this is the hobo puzzle, so it's a bit longer.
Mm.
It's slouchy and beautiful, kind of like a pebbled leather. I always like a pebbled leather.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just like kind of thought about it and was like, I've wanted a colored bag. Kind of, I'm like, oh, the next one should be colored. Like, I have a lot of black.
You know that you've got enough luxury designer bags when you can buy a colored one, because you've already got,
yeah, because you've got the basics. I was colors. Like, I've got my tote black, I've got my small black, I've got my over the shoulder black, and I have a nude, which I might sell to justify buying this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because the deal with this color is it's nude, but it's a color. Like, I was like, red is like too much, and yeah, like blue is too much, and like green is too much. Like, I just felt like they were all a bit, but this is like earthy enough that it's a neutral.
Mm.
But then you put it like against black and it like pops. Yeah. Anyway, it is perfect. I bought it. I woke up in the middle of the night regretting it. And then I had to embrace it because you can't return it.
Yeah.
And I did feel better. I stopped talking about the house after that because I was like, I've got bigger fish to fry. Bigger loans to pay. So love it. Wore it on the weekend and I actually got so many compliments.
Did you?
On it.
That's good. That's very gratifying.
Yeah. So good.
Mm, nice. What else have you bought recently?
I bought a pair of loafers from Inku.
Ah.
And I really feel like they're just going to be like my spring shoe. Like, they just make things work. The brand's Hereu. H-E-R-E-U. They're a leather. Oh, leather.
What is with your speech today?
I've got no idea. They're a leather loafer. Well, that is a bit like red leather, yellow leather. Why can I say that one? But not leather loafer. Anyway, they're brown with a black base and they've got like a basket weave top.
Oh, nice.
Oh, they're so nice. And I just have been wearing them like with Country Road, like school socks.
Mm.
And they're awesome. They're just like, they like elevate are they at the things.
Door? Did you wear them tonight?
No, I didn't. Mm. I wore Connie's today.
Mm.
I wore them with my Scanlan dress on the weekend and my new bag. And the outfit was just elite. It actually went TikTok viral. I don't mean to brag, but she's viral.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought that. I bought a Ganni t-shirt.
Ah,
like a yellow one with like a smiley
Inku
on
as
it.
Well?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Two separate orders though. That wasn't wise.
Hmm.
I bought a Jacquemus. I remember someone told us how to say it. I've forgotten. Anyway.
I think it's Jacquemus.
Jacquemus. Top. It's like a off the shoulder one. I've been going to buy it in like a black and a nude for ages. They have it like every season. And then Lucy Williams posted a TikTok being like, when the back is the hero in this red off the shoulder top. And mm-hmm. just at the back, it's just got one horizontal.
Yep. Connection.
Yep. Scrap of.
Yeah.
One iota.
Yep.
Holding everything up. And I bought that because I
in
was
red?
On, in red.
Wow.
I know. Because I was on a no buy, but I was already going to buy that. And then it was 20% off and it wasn't like normal sale. Anyway, so I bought that. That's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else have I bought? I bought the Charlotte Tilbury setting spray recently because mm-hmm. my kit ran out of that. I bought some other things. What have you bought? You bought a bunch of beauty.
I bought a bunch of beauty. I bought some rose ink from the US store. So
that'll arrive in 7 weeks.
I know. Coming in hot, some of the luminous tinted serum, mm-hmm. the skin enhancy stuff, a highlighter brush, like a stippling brush, and a heliotrope blush color.
Yeah, that's so pretty.
And I got a free gift, which was nice. It's like a makeup bag with a little lipstick and a brow gel. Love nice. That. I went to Mecca and I bought... So I went to buy the New Face... what do
conductor
you call it?
Conductor gel.
The conductor gel. The chick behind the counter looked at me like I had five eyes when I was like, oh, I went to the counter with my hourglass mascara and I bought something else. I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the counter and she said, is there anything else that you want with that? And I said, oh, actually, yes, just some New Face...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Conductor gel, and she looked at me and she was like, I was like, the new face device, you know, the primer gel, like the clear liquid thing. Yeah. And she just looked at me and she was like, no, we don't sell that here. And I was like, new face, the microcurrent device. And she just like looked at me again and I was like, I can't press this
further.
What
store were you in?
I was at Eastland Cosmetica, and when I walked out, it was on the shelf. Like, I found it on my way out.
You should have gone and shown her.
I was going to, but I also didn't want to be a bitch.
No, yeah.
I'd already, the fact that I wasn't sure if she heard me the first time, because new face is kind of a funny word.
Yeah.
And then I repeated myself twice, and then I was like, if she has heard me three times, I sound like a cow. So I had to let that go.
Absolutely. I also bought some artwork for the house we didn't get, which is unfortunate.
What do you mean? Oh, the house that you didn't get. I thought you meant you didn't get the artwork.
No, I was like, that'd be so good for my new house.
It's going to be nice anyway that you put
it. It will be nice. I was a little bit inspired because the old house had French doors, and this is like a checkerboard floor with plants with like French doors in the painting.
Mm.
I bought that from Partnership Editions, which I probably shouldn't recommend buying from because it's from the UK. So like conversion and stuff. And then just to really stab me in the heart, the day after we missed out on the house, I checked my emails and I had $250 of tax to pay for that delivery to come from DHL.
I didn't
DHL.
Even know that was a thing.
Me either. I forget. It did say like there may be additional charges, but things always say that. And they never are, but this one was. Anyway, I bought, it's quite a big print. And then I bought like a watercolor clown artwork, which Brenton hates. I love it. It's like a clown flailing its limbs.
Not a clown because we're scared of clowns.
Well, you and Brenton are. I'm not. It's like Face Vessel vibes.
I don't remember it.
Okay. Well, you'll see it in 2029 when I buy a house and frame it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I bought some art, bought a handbag, I bought some shoes. Do you know what I have been wearing lately as well? Buying the brown loafers has made me put my Gucci loafers back on.
Mm-hmm.
God, they're so... It's like so night soft. And day. They're so soft because they're so like weathered. Oh, so good.
That's all you used to wear. I remember one time you wore them when we were working at Mecca and we were like, what the fuck? I can't remember. There was a rogue reason that you had to wear them into the store and it was like, don't go near them.
Yeah, don't go near the Nars Sheer Glow in those.
No. Yeah. And what else have I bought? I bought a pair of Zara jeans, $65.
Really nice. What style?
They're called like the regular, the boring,
okay,
the straight up and down high rise,
okay,
yeah, they're a straight cut.
I am gonna try buy a white Zara, and I think the key is because I keep buying, I think I just need to go up like three sizes in a white jean because it's like I don't want them tight on my thighs. You just want that loose vibe.
Yeah,
I really would love a white jean for spring with my brown loafers, with white sock, with like a light, with my Ganni yellow tee, just for some like light and bright, you know?
Yeah, I do. I do know. I have a couple of pairs of white jeans.
Because I just don't want to wear the yellow with like a blue denim. It's not right.
You could.
I could.
With a pair of cons. Like that's
I could.
Cute vibe.
I could. Yes. Anyway, that's what I've bought.
That's what I've bought. I haven't bought that much because I don't have money to buy things with.
I think maybe we do need to do a beauty breakdown in this episode.
I was going to ask you what your beauty fave, non-beauty fave and snack is, but let's do the beauty breakdown.
No, I can do that. Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
My beauty fave is Drunk Elephant De-Bronzy.
Oh.
Because, I'm just needing something to take the whiteness off my face. So that alone, like that just applied, or like a little bit of Glossier Skin Tint mixed with that. So it's like zero coverage, but just like browning my face up a little bit.
Yeah.
I bought that recently. I forgot to add that in. Yeah, I forget that you don't need to wear, like, foundation just to make your face brown. Like, you can just put something on to make your face the color of your body.
Yeah.
Coming into spring, I'm hoping that my body will become less starkly white.
Yeah, that's the hope. We've had some nice sunny days, so it might happen.
What's your beauty fave?
My beauty fave is probably the new Hourglass mascara that I got.
Yeah, unlocked.
Yeah, unlocked. Yeah. If you are like me and you've been waiting for Lounge Face Lash to come back in stock, I would say this is the most comparable mascara to that. Mm-hmm. And the brush is excellent. Really good brush. And I liked it from first application. It wasn't too wet that it took 85,000 years to like clump and grow. Like yeah. It's a really nice mascara.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my beauty fave. Mm-hmm. My non-beauty fave this week, whilst I'm talking, is the fact that Handmaid's Tale is back. Mm-hmm. Season 5, first two episodes just came out when I'm recording this episode, and I binge watched both of them last night, and I forgot how much I missed that absolute fucked up atrocity of a show.
Guess what? This time next week, Survivor will be launching. I know.
Wow. This time next week?
Yeah.
Next Thursday?
Yeah, it's launching on the 21st, so I think it'll be the 22nd here.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
That's great.
Do you know what's been my non-beauty fave? I can't, like, I haven't really finished any TV shows or anything, but I have been loving TikTok. I've actually been getting a bit of, like, style inspo from TikTok. Just, like, I haven't been leaving the house a lot. I've been a little bit glum. And it's just been, I could scroll all day.
Mm.
I'm loving it.
I'm really not into social at the moment, which is an interesting contrast.
Mm.
I tried to download Be Real.
Mm.
I tried to be real.
Mm.
And I hate it.
Why?
I hate everything about it. I don't know how to use it. I don't know what to say on it. Mm. I don't know how to use it. I don't know what to say on it.
Yeah.
I feel like every time
you
it asks...
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
No, I don't. I feel like every time it asks me to be real, I'm sitting on the toilet.
Always in a towel. You'll have to speak up.
Or driving, or
yeah,
sitting, like,
while
working.
Driving.
And I'm just
I'm
like,
always working. It's boring as
this
shit.
This is fucking boring. No one wants to see this.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Be real. Yeah. It's the same thing 5 days a week. Let's be real. I'm at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dumb. That. I hate it. And I'm just not that into TikTok.
My algorithm is so good.
I
love the one that's
corn.
Like... I just love the one that's like... Digga, 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 digga. And he's like, who am I to judge? Digga, 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 digga.
It doesn't resonate. I'm sorry. I think I'm going through a Samantha Ravindale phase because she's just complained about it. And I'm sick of short
yeah,
form content.
I don't like short form content either. But when you watch multiple TikToks in a row, it's like long form content.
No, because it's not for your brain. It's really
yeah,
bad
I am worried about that. Do you know what is... So TikTok's hot. Do you know what's not? Realestate.com. It's giving me like clinical depression. It's like I scroll and I scroll and I scroll and there is no serotonin from it.
I know.
It's so bad.
I know how you feel.
And it keeps
just
like
just expand your parameters and then you start looking and packing them and then you'll
I
be
have
happy.
Started doing like Greater Melbourne. Like all I search from fucking Williamstown to Pakenham.
It's really sad when you look at the dot view and it's like you viewed all of the houses in the area. Like you're like, you go to the dot view instead of the list view because you're like, maybe I'll find something that I haven't seen
outside
in list
of
view.
The suburb. You know, it's in Ringwood East, but actually it's like it's Heathmont, so it's acceptable and you find that house. That's how I found that one.
You know when you know that you're really dire, desperate?
When you search Sassafras, because same.
No, well, that is an indicator.
Found some beautiful homes.
My indicator was that I would not only scroll on realestate.com.au, but I would go to barryplant.com.au, raywhite.com.au, jealouscraig.com.au, and like look at all of the ones on their website thinking that there might
be
something different.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know
it's
what's
so sad.
Really sad when you like put your radius on like enormous, like well outside of any of the suburbs that you actually want to live in, and then you put the size up to like 1,200 meters squared, and then just four dots appear. And you're like, it's a dry market. It's fucked. Anyway. TikTok hot, realestate.com not. Although they have updated the app to be more friendly.
Marginally, not really.
Statement of information at the top now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Snack of the week.
I can tell you mine.
Mm.
Aaron Goyogoka.
Yep.
Whatever her name
Camille
is.
Camille Avenil.
Camille Avenil. Yes. Her lemon... Orange cake? Orange?
Yeah. Oh my god. We really have role reversals, haven't we?
I know. It's some kind of cake that's in her book, and I'm making one a week at this rate. It's got a good olive oil content in it, so it's like a
You've got everything on hand.
I know.
Pantry staples and the lemon surplus around you. My pantry
staples.
Because you have eggs now. Okay, all you need is oil, which of course you have. If you don't have oil, you're a crazy person. And you've got eggs from the chickens. And you've got lemons from the neighbors. And then you've got oil because everyone has oil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then what else do you need? Just sugar.
Flour. Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect. It's the most moist, delicious cake ever. And I've just been making it like orange and poppy seed or whatever citrus I've got around, I'm throwing in it.
Poppy seeds.
Same. And everyone loves it. Everyone who I've taken a slice of this cake to is like, fucking great cake. Also, my non-beauty fave should also be my chickens who are giving me delightful eggs and my dog who's been the best really good sweet baby angel who now has pets. My pet has pets.
Aww. That's nice.
Gone full circle here. What's your snack?
Okay, I've got a snack. It's not a snack, but it's food wreck.
Yeah.
So Nick, my brother-in-law slash friend, sometimes I call him my friend, sometimes I call him my brother-in-law. He's both. Get a guy that can do both. he had a 30th at, it was such a well-run 30th. So it was at Sunny Chiba, which is a Japanese restaurant in Turak.
Yeah.
Or Armadale, but next to Turak Station. And then next to that.
We were going to have your hens there.
Were we? Oh my God, I would have loved it. But I loved my hens anyway. That was my non-hens. It was beautiful. The food was amazing. There was such an abundance. It was just such great food. And it's just not a place that you hear about all the time. Like, it was still hitting that Asian fusion vibe, but it was, like, not a Miyagi and more, you know? Yeah, it was just beautiful in this gorgeous old, like, Edwardian building. And then next door is Turak Cellars, and then we had drinks there, and then he ordered neighborhood pizza from the other next door to like come. It was just so well run. But yeah, Sunny Chiba, really strong recommend. The food was fucking amazing.
That's good. I should go.
I'll take you there. We'll go. But it made me really excited because we're going to Japan in 4 weeks, and I was like, I'm so ready.
Finally, she's going to Japan. Jinx it.
No, it's booked. I paid last night. Happening.
Well, it's happening.
So, yeah, Sunny Chiba, strong recommend. And then we got a Reader's Basque burnt cheesecake.
Oh.
I think the lemon curd's the best one because it's like lemon delicious and cheesecake combined.
Yum, I've been absolutely frothing them. I don't know why, but she's showing up in my algorithm at the moment. Okay. Probably because you searched her. Yeah, and
probably because I'm like, Reader. So good.
I want to try making one because they're not hard to make.
No, you just need like the lemon curd, which you can make with all your lemons.
So many lemons. Yum.
Anyway, that's an ep.
It's a great ep. Speak to you next week. We're going to do a beauty breakdown on setting sprays.
Yep, we sure are. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.